instance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Instance. This is The Instance, episode 356, the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. Guy already said it. I don't have to say it again. It's February 1st, 2014, the beginning of a new month. It's Valentine's Day month. And standing here with me, I'm Scott Johnson, by the way. Standing here with me is, oh, you're not standing, you're probably sitting. It's Dills, everybody, Dills.
I am seated, and I'm in what's known as, like, I think it's Indian position, or whatever.
Cross-legged, look at you.
Yeah, namaste.
Wait, Scott, how are you doing that? In a chair?
No, on a yoga mat.
Are you really?
I love me some yoga.
Dude, what?
I do it all the time.
You're so making this up. Scott. Are you making this up?
No.
This is the truth?
You should see the bottoms of my feet. They are so tough and hardened from years of yoga.
I am tripping out about...
No, I don't do any freaking yoga.
Okay, none of what you said
never,
is true
ever
then. Okay, good.
Yoga.
You might one day.
Maybe one day.
I've done a little.
I have.
It's not bad.
I have done yoga.
Yeah.
And it was not very enjoyable for me.
If you go in raw and you haven't done that kind of stuff in a long time, it is... That is damaging to your soul. Like, it really, you feel like the biggest piece of worthless hunk of flesh that you've ever felt like in your life.
Well, I remember the first time I did it, and then I felt like I was going to throw up later, and then somebody told me, oh, that's the toxins are being released from your body.
Toxin,
and I was like,
dude,
what? All I did was stretch around and stuff.
Yeah, the toxins.
I think it was because the room was like 85 degrees the whole time or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Friggin' Bikram hot yoga stuff.
You had 55-year-old lady butt right next to you. Stuff like that never helps. Well, we're back, everybody. And Terpster's not here because Terpster got married some 6 hours ago or something.
That's true.
Yeah. He's true. He's married. And, he's balling chaining it.
I assume that me and you, Scott, are his best men.
We are. Are you gonna give us a couple words?
If I could have everybody's attention.
All right.
Remember when I met the T.
Yeah.
He was just a wild man, just so many chicks, just chicks every day, all day.
Right.
And apparently this girl, she's just another one. No, I don't know this stuff.
She's hopefully the last in a long line.
I really hope nobody ever taps me for a best man speech. I would be terrible at that.
Oh, that's not good. Plus, I mean, you being somewhat of a capable drinking man. I could hear some funny stuff coming out of your mouth.
I don't know if I'd be able to avoid the temptation of doing like the old school style drunken best man speech. Yeah. But
it's almost worse though if you're not drunk, because I did one for my sister at her wedding,
yeah?
And I think
you were her best man.
I think no, but I was like I don't know why she had me stand up, but she had me stand up and say a few things. It was annoying. I think I was annoying to everyone there, and I kind of regret. Well, I don't even remember what I said. For whatever reason, I think it was weird because, I don't know, I think it was just weird because it's your sister and you're just always in protection mode. And I just said stuff that was dumb. And I, and if you ask me now, I couldn't recall any of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't drink. That's the funny part.
Were you like, hey, watch it, buddy.
Yeah. Easy, dude. Yeah. Hands to yourself.
Take it down a notch.
Back up.
Really?
Don't be a douche. Thank you, everybody. And sat down. So there's stuff to talk about anyway. And Terpster, big congratulations to you and yours. And, we're super stoked for you. I don't know when we see him again. I don't know what their honeymoon plans are.
No, Scott, we're his friends. We never see him again now.
This is it. We're done.
That's what happens. You get married. That's it.
Crap.
No more. You don't see your friends anymore.
He can bring her to Nerdtacular. It'd be kind of cool. We could all
meet her. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. More British.
But it
people.
Won't happen because we're never going to see Terpster.
That's
again.
Right. You're right. This is it. Thank you, Terpster. It's been a hell of a run.
It's a good ride.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week. Maybe. Well, I don't know. We'll find out. But we got stuff to talk about in the World of Warcraft and beyond today a little bit. And I want to tell folks that so we had big plans for raiding. At least I had in my head that we were going to do all kinds of damage. We were going to spend some time Sunday working on a new boss that had previously been a bit of a bang your head against the wall kind of experience. And was looking forward to that. And then I had family stuff come up and couldn't get home on time, and they had to raid without me. So I missed that. And I thought, well, that's all right. I'll make up for it on Thursday. Thursday rolled around and I heard that we were starting over on the entire encounter, starting with Waterboy and working our way through the three dinguses. And then, whatever's after that, I forget, but I hate all that. I'm really sick of those first three, or that first wing of the, Siege of Orgrimmar stuff. Just really too many times I've been there, and I don't think there's much loot in there left for me Although there's probably a piece or two.
Yeah, but we just burn right through that stuff now. It's like a half an hour.
Yeah, it's no big deal, but it's super boring. So yeah. I got to the end of the day right before raid time, had just finished doing another show, and I went, you know what? I'm too tired for this. I'm going to bed. I conked out, and I didn't play. But here's what I did instead. No raiding, no endgame. I what's wrong with me? But remember that Shammy I told you I was tempted to start and play?
Mm-hmm.
Leveled to 21. I don't know why. No good reason. Mostly in dungeons. A little bit of questing. Really enjoying him. I guess this is just how I'm going to play it for a minute here. Like, it's fine. I realize that when the 90 boost thing comes live, I'm just going to boost that guy. That's the one I think I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So
just enjoy it right now.
Well, at the rate I'm going, though, why am I leveling, though? What am I doing? Because at the end of this all, I mean, I may take him to, say, let's say I get to 30 or 40 before that drops.
Yeah.
Well, then what was all that for? I could have just boosted him.
Well, that was for fun.
Was it for fun?
Yeah, it's for fun, Scott.
Okay, that's why I come to you with these things, because I wasn't sure what it was for. In the end, I would kind of go, I'm having a ball here, and I'd get out and go, yeah, but what am I doing?
Well, by the time when you boost that guy to 92, you're going to have so much like cotton and troll sweat and like all the things that you need at level 90 because you played at level 30.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to need that linen and cotton and whatever the hell else you...
All that crap.
Gather, yeah. The bear meat.
Yeah.
You're going to need all that stuff.
I did forget what it was like.
The copper ore.
Oh, yeah. I need all the copper ore I can get. Not to mention just straight up copper I'm getting.
Yeah.
Which is great. Once in a while, silver. Yeah.
Some silver.
Mm-hmm. I mean, his name is Gerpner.
Okay.
Gerpner. He's another orc. I went orc this time. I don't want to play anyone else as a shaman.
Well, shaman, you're going to DPS, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So shaman get a nice little orc boost.
Although, I had a thing happen in a dungeon I'm not used to. We had a bit of a cluster F and had way too many pulls in some part of Dead Mines or something. And this is early on. And
oh, Dead Mines.
Good old Dead Mines, yeah. And so he had kind of screwed up and he had a healer rage quit and leave in the middle of the pull because he's like, this is the worst tank we've ever had, beepity beep. And then he got out. And I immediately went, I'll save you, and began to heal him with the one healing spell I have.
Uh-huh.
Some base, whatever the hell it's called, the basic little new one there. And I kept him alive, barely, just barely made it through, but I kept him alive. And that guy was super nice about it. He goes, yeah, I goofed. I didn't mean to pull that many, but thanks for saving me. That was great. And we got another healer in and everything was fine. Somebody queued right in and we got in and it was great.
I don't understand when you're at like level 20 being like, this is the worst tank I've ever seen.
Dude, what a waste of breath. Yeah, what a waste of time.
Chill out.
Yeah. Go take it down a notch, buddy.
It's level 20.
Douchebag Carl was his name, by the way.
Douchebag Carl. I'm sure that was
Douchebag Carl was his name. Yeah. And anyway, it was nice to know that there's still some humanity in there and that guy could talk. Because, most of the time when you're leveling a character through dungeon running, you're just not talking. Nobody's working. You know, they may as well be NPCs.
Well, you guys all hate each other.
Yeah, there's an inherent hate the minute you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
But I walked away, the guy was really nice. Added me to his friends list. I said, hey, it's cool, man. No problem. And he was very nice. So I haven't had that experience in a while. But anyway, I've been working on that guy. He's 21 now. Again, it feels like kind of for no reason. And you've informed me that it's for fun, and I'll accept that. It's for fun.
It is. It's for fun.
But I may still, work on him here and there, go get some flight points, do a few quests in some areas while I wait for queues. Queues have been really rough at these levels. Kind of long.
Yeah, well, they're... It depends on what your role is.
If I switched to healing, I could probably get in there a lot quicker.
Yeah, because with my shaman, my cues are just instant.
Healing
is so easy at that level. Like it's almost like you'd actually have a better time doing that than DPSing. I think that actually DPSing is kind of rough at those levels because no one's doing as much DPS as the tank because the tank is actually like pulling everybody and AOEing everything. Your DPS numbers don't really matter anyway.
Right.
And sometimes like some classes are so bursty that you can't even get off a few spells,
Yeah.
So with healing, I just I don't even have to pay attention. I'm just kind of like walking through, okay, chain heal, blah, blah, blah.
I forget what level is it where I get I can do the dual spec thing. I can't remember.
30.
30 is it? Okay. Maybe I just need to drag my way to 30 because I specced out as elemental.
Yeah.
When they first gave me the choice at 10 or whatever it was. Is it 10? 15. Whatever it is. I forget now. So 15? Anyway. Yeah, it's I'm just it's fun and I like that character and I'm kind of bugged that I've spent my entire WoW career, 10 years nearly, and never tried a shaman until now. I think that's just weird.
That is weird.
It's the first time I picked it up. I don't know. You know, I shouldn't say that's not entirely true. I remember in the very early vanilla days, 2004-05, I did mess about here and there with a shaman, but maybe level 9. And it's a very different character now anyway, a very different class than it used to be with all the changes it's seen over the years. So I just never really gave it a chance. For whatever reason, it wasn't ringing with me. And this was, you know, well before shaman, anybody on the other side could be a shaman. Like Alliance mm-hmm. shaman was out of the question at the time. And I felt like it was just, I don't know, it just felt like a weird kind of redheaded stepchild class to me for no good reason. You know, I didn't have any reason to feel that way, but I did. And now it's like playing a whole new character in the game for me. So
well, they've changed quite a bit too. The totems are, it's not the same. Like there was a time we had to like cast each totem and all that stuff. Then they changed it to where you could cast all four totems at the same time. And now the totems are basically like temporary buff type things. Like it's just it's like a cooldown.
They almost used to be more like, yes, they're more like cooldowns. I remember a time when they used to be more like spells, like in the sense that you would throw out your earth totem, your mana totem, and your fire totem.
Well, you had to throw, like, you had to basically decide what totems you were going to use.
Right.
And then you'd, like, throw them all down.
Yeah, and you'd chuck them down, and then you'd start the fight, and the totems would stay. And if I remember right, couldn't you, I think you could right-click them to kill them, because if you didn't, you had to.
You had a totemic recall you could click, and then it would pull them all back and give you some of the mana back. But the thing was that if you were doing, like, a five-man dungeon, unless it was, you know, old school like mana tombs or something like that. Like if you're doing a dungeon, everyone was just rushing through and you're like, well, wait guys, I got to drop my totems.
Yeah.
Like flop.
You were
flop,
a drag on flop, the, on the fight.
Flop. And you're like, now we can fight because before I wasn't buffed properly and I suck. It's stupid.
Yeah.
So
that is stupid.
They've gotten rid of that.
Very streamlined. And if you can feel it, it feels really quick and easy and fun. And it feels like the right balance to me. So I'm digging it. I don't know how that'll go or how far I'll take it. And I'm sure I'll raid this week with GURP and everything will be fine. But for whatever reason, I'm kind of into that. Mm. What have you been up to? By the way, congratulations. You guys got TAC, the Angry Chicken, got nominated for a Blizzard Stream Award, that Twitch thing that's going on.
Yes, we did.
That's so cool, man.
Everybody should go vote for us. I don't think we have any chance of winning because pretty much like the Crippen Trump fanboys are like all over this thing. So
and they will be. You know.
Yeah, of course.
Keep
yeah.
in mind, there was a bit of an outcry, emails and other things when this got announced that why isn't the instance on this list? This should be there. This doesn't make any sense. I can't believe Blizzard shut you guys out. And I had to very quickly go, guys, relax. This isn't the same. We're primarily a download and listen to show. We do a little live streaming right now, but we are not a quote unquote streaming show. That is not our primary function.
Although we are streaming right now.
We are streaming right now.
But we don't have like the overlays and the
I don't go for all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, we could, but that's not really, I don't think they considered a lot of those. I mean, most of these people that are on this list are like straight up day 9 style.
No, streamers.
You know, dudes like that.
Like doing videos every day. And
that's great, man. That's totally cool. And the fact that you guys are in on this is rad. And
it's pretty sweet.
Totally cool. So people should throw your instance weight behind TAC and vote for them.
And give it the instance bump.
Yeah.
But it's actually, I think there's money. I don't really know what it actually is. I don't really know. I don't understand all this.
You know what you're going to win.
I didn't read through any of it, honestly. I saw that we got nominated and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I tweeted about it and we'll mention it here. I'll probably talk about it on my stream and stuff. We'll talk about it on TAC and then, we'll lose horribly to. So right now, I think it's Chan Man, but he does the show with Trump and Crip. So it's just like, forget that.
All three are going to win in a weird way. Yeah.
There's no way. But that's fine. Chan Man's a good guy, and they do a good show, and they get a lot of views on that show on Twitch. So I think that's where, like, you have Twitch now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we on Twitch right now?
Yeah, we're on Twitch right now.
Oh, okay. So we're on Twitch right now.
Yeah.
But that was like a recent development.
Yeah.
So
99%
building that up for a long time.
99% of the instance is consumed after the fact and on portable devices of some sort. Like that's just the way it is and always has been. And that's where the core audience has always lied. The streaming audience is a different kind of audience. It's a different kind of effort, different kind of thing. So while I'm totally, you know, flattered by other people saying, oh, the instance should have been in there. That's totally nice. But it's just not the right category, guys. Not for us.
Okay. So we got like
they did a Blizzard podcast contest. That'd be different, you know.
Yeah. 90 viewers on Twitch and 117 in the Frog Pants chat, so like 200 people live.
And there's a fair, there's another couple hundred.
Compare that to the number of downloads, and it's like...
Yeah. There's a bunch of others listening to the live Alpha Geek Radio stream, but if you added it all up, I mean, we're going to do... We'll push 100,000 downloads this week on this episode, and that means it's not even a percentage.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but yeah. You know, if Day 9 is streaming something, it's the opposite for him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's complete opposite. So, and that's good. I mean, I think it's
that's actually kind of opposite for it. Well, it's actually similar to the Angry Chicken right now. We actually, if you look at when we do our show live compared to Chan Man V and Value Town with Crip and Trump, they're getting thousands of views like live when they do the show.
Right.
But if you go to iTunes, the Angry Chicken is the number one Hearthstone podcast. So we're similar.
Yeah.
Even though we do more of a live show.
Sure. I just liked that this was straddling it enough that you guys got nominated.
Yeah,
that's
great. Cool. It was really, really nice of Blizzard to recognize us in that way because it makes us feel like we're doing something right. And the show is still very new. So anytime someone's telling us that we're doing something right, it's it feels like we're moving in the correct direction. And that's nice.
Confirmed,
so,
I would argue.
Yeah. So vote for that if you get a moment. I think you actually have to... be signed into Battle.net to do it, but
oh,
I don't
vote?
Even have a link. I should have put a link in so we could put it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll get it by the end of the show or something.
And then
yes,
the TAC, there's a lot of TAC stuff now. I'll probably mention it again at the end, but I just want to make sure that this gets properly pumped. Wait, pimped? Pumped.
Pimped.
I'm going to pimp it and pump it.
Okay.
The TAC Invitational Tournament, the video is done. Dishes are done, dude.
Wow,
so,
that's great.
It's like 3 hours and 40 minutes of nonstop Hearthstone action. Four top players are playing it out. Thanks to Doghouse Systems for giving us some cash to give away as a prize pool. Yep. And we're going to stream this thing on Twitch this weekend, Saturday, 12 p.m. PST.
Wait, today?
No, a week from today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we want to make sure we have enough time to like... To pimp and pump.
Right. You know? You can't pimp and pump in an hour. I got to
prime the pimp and pump the pampers.
Pump the pampers, dude. Every time.
I'm done now. That is terrible.
If anything I learned as a father over years of raising kids, pump the pampers.
Pump the pampers.
Every time.
So, that'll be on twitch.tv/amovetv. And it's going to be awesome. It's me and Garrett cast the whole thing.
It's great.
Jocelyn helped us put the whole damn thing together. And, Gimps helped us do all the videos, and that was all really, really fun. So, oh, look at this. Garrett says tinyurl.com/vote for TAC. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, nice.
Existed.
I like the call to action in the URL itself. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice. All right. We'll watch for that next week and follow you on Twitter and all that, and we'll keep our eye on it. I'm going to watch. I think it'll be fun.
Exactly. Oh, and then in WoW, my Death Knight's almost 90.
Oh,
that's pretty
geez, cool. Look at you. Don't boost him. I'd recommend not boosting him.
His dad is having some health problems, just so you know. But he's doing okay.
Wait a minute.
Stick to the subject, god damn it.
All right, we will. Let's get to the big news.
Big news of the week.
Big news.
Big news of the week. We get to see WoW through the eyes of mathematics. Finally, to help celebrate 10 years of WoW and 20 years of Warcraft, Blizzard put together the first major infographic regarding the game and its time on this green earth. And there is some really interesting data in here. I've linked to the version that the MMO Champion's been linking out as the WoW one keeps giving me issues. So I'm glad somebody's got it someplace. But it's just a big giant image where they break down all the stats. Things like over 100 million players have registered accounts. There are things like, let's see, World of Warcraft launched more than 100 million unique World of Warcraft accounts, including trials, have been created. That's twice as many accounts as people living in South Korea, or as many as the populations of Germany, Belarus, and Sweden combined.
That's pretty insane.
That's a lot of people, man.
I don't understand how there could be 500 million characters in WoW when there's only 98 people on Earth. doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't either. That sounds like a really good skeptics podcast. We should start talk more about that. 244 countries and territories. They broke down Alliance versus Horde. And so all you people who think Blizzard is completely Horde biased, think again, maybe, or maybe just think about the player base more, because Alliance overall over the lifetime of the game and over all these accounts, 52% Alliance, 47% Horde.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense because I think I like that there's like the 1% neutral.
Yeah, people like, who haven't picked yet.
So these are pandas who haven't gotten out of the starting zone.
Yeah.
But 52%, 47% is about right because I think in general, when people start the game, they're going to pick Alliance. First, like, know nothing. What am I going to pick? I'll just pick Alliance.
Yeah, I like this one. 9 million guilds were created. Mm. That's a lot of guilds, but I'm also reminded with this low-level chamois I've been playing, how many times in a three-hour play session that I'm getting pinged to be part of someone's dumb guild.
You gotta join AIE, man. Then stops.
I need to hurry up and have
9 million guilds created. Half of those were AIE subgroups.
They didn't include that here. I wonder why. That's weird. The most widely used title in Azeroth is The Patient. Second is Jenkins, the Leroy Jenkins
the patient.
One. Yeah.
I mean, patient. I know that one's like an easy one to get because it's just queuing up, but that is the most boring title. GURPS. Come on, you guys.
Yeah.
Switch that out.
Assistant professor is number three.
That's the archaeology one.
Is that
right?
The one? So, okay. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Archaeology did a little better than we've been led to believe.
I think it's just a lot of people. I don't think it takes very long to get it. I remember like I got it and didn't even realize I had it. I was like, what is this one? Where did I get this one? I go with Bane of the Fallen King, Kingslayer, or what's the one for killing the dude in Olduar? Starcaller.
Starcaller, yeah. I have that one up all the time. That's my main
one. That one.
Yeah, I remember when
or
we did
Elder.
That.
I like Elder Dills.
Elder's is all right. Yeah. Yeah. Like a knock on somebody's door and
Elder Dills here to shoot you in the face
with
arrows.
That's right. I'm here. 11 million Pandarian added since the Isle was discovered, and then that's 1.3 million of which have the little foxtail on their female Pandarans, which is just that's a lot of people.
They didn't put how many male orcs used the Mohawk. Because I bet that's pretty close, too.
Probably. Skipping down a little bit, there are a bunch of these others. Let's see.
Pet is interesting to me.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to
Tiny
Rarest Pet.
Tiny Red Carp.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I don't even
know
where you get it now.
Now that I know
totally
it's the rarest,
want it.
I want it.
Most common is the squirrel.
That makes sense.
I've killed too many squirrels. Heavenly Onyx Cloud Serpent is the rarest mount. Isn't that because it's newer? Probably.
Well, yeah. See, the mount stuff, it's like, it depends on when something came out. Like a riding wolf is probably like the most common.
Yeah. 619 unique pets and 504 unique mounts. That's a lot of art and assets if you think about it. I mean, I know some of those. When they say unique, I don't know if they're actually saying all of these raptors are that unique or if they include raptor as just one. But regardless, if you have all 619 pets and 504 unique mounts, that would mean you'd have to have all of the loot cards that came out. You'd have to have everything. And that seems crazy to me.
Trying to find out what the drop rate is on that Onyx mount. The drops from the Shaw of Anger, which is like that world boss.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see what the drop rate is. I know it's really low, though. And then, of course, it's like a raid of like 25 people who are rolling on it or something. So
this one's kind of interesting. This applies to people who like PvE and instances. This includes dungeons, raids, and scenarios. 900,000 PvE instances per day.
That is insane.
We only do one instance per week, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you don't have to, you guys. Stop doing
Quit
them.
Quit doing them. Yeah. Well, you can keep doing them. Someone will get up.
So. Now, notice, though, the PvE to PvP, it's not as big as some people seem to think it is.
Mm.
I think some people think that PvP is like some niche in WoW.
Yeah.
670,000 PvP instances.
That's a lot.
Every day.
That includes
There's
arena.
A lot of people PvPing, you guys.
Yeah. Is that arena, battlegrounds, everything?
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
That's interesting. Check this out.
Yes, it's Battlegrounds Arenas rated BGs.
I like this stat. 2.8 million daily trades in the auction house. That's as opposed to eBay, which is two times greater than eBay's transactions on Cyber Monday in 2009.
That is insane.
Yeah. I don't know why 2009, but maybe this year didn't look
maybe
as
that's
cool.
Just when they had data.
Yeah, I don't know. Skip data. Down here a little bit. So Google has 50 million searches per year for the words WoW and Warcraft.
Hmm.
5.2 million likes on Facebook and 408,000 followers on Twitter. That's actually not that many. I mean, considering you should have more than that.
Yeah, I mean, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher has more than that.
Garrosh Hellscream has been killed 400,000 times already.
Wow.
Yes.
Not once by me.
The Lich King. Is that more than Lich? Hold on. It doesn't say. Huh. They don't say how many times the rest of them have been killed. Anyway.
Yeah. What is this? Like, why? This is a really weird thing. They like put Lich King, Illidan, and Deathwing, and then no actual numbers.
Yeah, they should have, because those would have been really. I would love to know how many times Illidan's been killed. Yeah,
I want to know.
So now they've screwed us up. But anyway, the whole thing is pretty neat. You can find it linked in our show notes. And if you've already read it, we apologize for reiterating. But if you haven't, it's pretty neat and fun to look at. And I can't believe we're at 10 years of Warcraft. That's just blowing my mind.
That's pretty crazy.
That's this November, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 2004, 2014. Jeez. I played the alpha, so it'll be 11 years for me. And the beta. It might actually be 12 years for me in WoW. Think about that.
Yeah.
Ooh, gosh. Level 90 boost is on the PTR. You can't use it yet. It's not working, but you can see some of the interface UI stuff. It's looks like we're going to see that really quickly in another PTR update or two. And that means they're making progress, which means it's coming. But it does lead me to think that I'm not going to get to boost this guy for a while yet.
Yeah, but that's fine. Keep playing him. Keep having fun.
You think it's all right? Okay.
Yeah, get that copper.
I'll get that copper.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to take your advice about making him a healer at 30.
You should, man.
Just get through this
stuff.
It's
so easy to heal at that level. It really is.
I still have. Look, I don't really heal ever.
Just spam, too, because you never run out of mana. You just
keep going. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I worry that I'm not. Well, I know this is really only going to matter in end game and, you know, 90 plus, but I still have that stigma of healing is hard and people will be pissed at you if you suck.
Yeah. Nah.
12 years later, I still have that fear.
Also, make sure you get like Healbot or something. If you've never healed before, you're going to need that because it makes it just like simple.
All right, Healbot it is.
Just clicking the buttons when they go low on health.
I feel like a virgin in that territory. And if I
play some whack-a-mole.
And if I do this, I will report my...
Yeah, you know, I want to hear how you do as a healer.
Yeah, and I'd also report how quickly I get into queues at that point.
I'll run some stuff with you.
All right, that'd be great.
I think my rogue is still only like level 40 or something.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Well, we could
think. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember now.
Man, I wish they'd do this 90 like tomorrow. Because then I just.
I don't know what I'm going to boost, honestly.
Like, well, you don't have much to boost. You have everything pretty much. And if your DK is 90.
Maybe I'll pick something where like leveling is just feeling kind of annoying and I'll just boost them.
Yeah. Yes. But that's the problem is I'm having fun with this guy. So maybe that's what I'll do. I know I've got a fairly high level warlock. Maybe. Well, he's not that high. He's probably 60s. But. Maybe that's where I do it because I was starting to burn out on him.
Yeah.
So maybe
you could do the druid.
I could do a druid.
Make a druid or something.
Do I want to be a druid?
Pop him up.
I don't know.
Ask Manny. He's got two of them.
He did two?
Yeah, he's got two.
He's a psycho.
Yeah, he's
crazy. I haven't seen him in a while. How's he doing? We talked to him? Hope he's all right.
He's in our raid team, but I don't see him very often.
Hasn't played in a while, yeah. All right, well, we'll have to check in on him. He's having a baby. That's what I heard.
Ah.
He's having a little girl. I think it's a ways off, but.
A little tiny manibus.
Yeah. I don't think there's a big chunk of time between the last one and this one. So I don't know if this one was a surprise or what's going
surprise!
On. Or how much he'll like me talking about it on the air. But Manny, we hope everything's going good, man, because we like you and we miss you. Let's see. Get ready to go shopping, everybody. Patch 5.4.7 will add the new shop button. This adds a new shop button to the character select screen, making the level 90 boost as the first character service that you can purchase in-game. Taspilium responded to concerns of players upset over the addition of another shop button. So check this out. This is from him. This is on the actual forums. I know that for some of you who are not interested at all in the store, these changes might seem somewhat redundant or even a bit annoying. I get that. I really do. But please understand that a lot of players do like to use the shop. And since this is a fairly new feature, the in-game version of the shop, that is, we want to make sure that everyone is aware of its existence and that you don't actually have to tab out to a web browser to use it. The buttons outside the micro menu exist mainly because the micro menu is one of those parts of the interface that some add-ons and UI packs actually hide by default, and we want everyone to know about the new functionality.
And Ted in marketing told us we had to put it there.
Exactly. Yeah. You know there's some of that in there, but even if they're not being fully truthful about that or forthcoming about that, it doesn't bother me. It's just it's a button that I'm not doing anything with.
If you don't want to push the button, don't push the button.
Yeah, don't hit it. But it's this 90 booster thing is coming. Now, do you think it'll be, this may have been already found out and I'm being dumb because I didn't know, but is the level 90 boost in this upcoming patch that we're going to get, is that going to be in the store and just a free thing for me to buy for that first one?
I don't know how the first one's going to work at all.
Because that kind of makes sense. It's like, here's your free
that
one.
That would make sense. Yeah, here's a free one. Then everyone after that is whatever. I mean, that seems like a good way to implement it. But that would also mean that the store button would be very important in that scenario so that everyone could actually access that.
Side note, I forgot to mention this. I just saw my face in the camera. I'm wearing Gunners now.
Oh.
Because I can. After the surgery, I can wear them again. And man, has made a huge difference.
It's like your eyes just, like, you stare at a screen all day and your eyes don't feel tired.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Didn't expect it to actually work, but it does.
It works, man.
And we're not being paid to talk about them. But
yeah.
And I still think they're too expensive, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah. Unless they pay us, then I would think that they're properly priced.
That's right. Bashiok, who sent us a phone call last week. Bashiok, good old pal Bashiok, said something interesting regarding the new models in the game. They're talking about all the redos of the character models. The asker asked him this: would it be possible to include the old models as an option so that users with older computers can opt out of the new models and if they don't want to see frame lags? So these are people with machines that aren't going to handle it.
That is a very valid point.
I agree. I mean, at some point, every update to the engine causes someone to ask this question because someone somewhere is on some fringe of compatibility and suddenly it's not running well.
Well, you have the option to turn down all these settings. It seems like that could just be another setting, like turn down the polygons on my characters.
Right. It seems like a possibility. And it says his answer, Bashuk's answer, was that is, of course, something we've considered as a failsafe, but again, just don't know quite yet. So it may be very possible that you'll be... Someone else did this. I want to say Dark Age of Camelot did this when they redid all their character models during the life of that game. This is all before WoW. And they did a major update. And I think I remember having the option to not see that stuff.
Well, it's in Blizzard's best interest to be able to allow everybody to play this game.
Right.
The more computer types, you know, as far as age goes, as far as processing power and all that go... The more computers that can play this game, the better for them. The more possible subscribers.
How are you feeling?
It makes sense, like just as a business decision to do that.
And they've always tried it pretty hard, I think, to do that.
Keep the game more accessible than others.
Have it look real good on high end machines, but have it play well on
exactly. Like I remember the first time I upgraded my computer after a long time of playing on like a MacBook.
Yeah.
And then like upgraded my computer and was like, I'm going to turn all the settings up. This is going to be amazing. And then I did. And I was like, oh my God.
Feels so good.
I had no idea that all this stuff looked like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it was playable before and that's cool.
Exactly. Like I still had fun. I was still playing the crap out of WoW. So
this reminds me, we've got a release date in April for, Elder Scrolls Online and they've started up their digital pre-orders and collector's editions and all that. And there's some controversy about all that, but which we won't get into. But I wanted to just ask what's your temperature on? I mean, this is a game that is launching on PC and Mac, and will end up on Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah.
In March, shortly thereafter, whatever it is. Does this game interest you at all? Are you looking forward to trying it? Like, how do you feel?
I'm going to try it. I don't know if it's something that's going to stick. I'm very skeptical about switching my MMOs at this point in my life.
Me too, right? Because we keep getting burned.
The tour stuff was so exciting for a long time. But I'm glad I played that game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we did that show. Mm-hmm. And like all that was fun. But you sink a bunch of time and effort into something. And then it just fizzles. It's disappointing. So I'm going to approach it more as... let's just feel it out and we'll see if we like it. And I'm not going to commit myself to it. I don't know. To me, WoW is just as fun as it's ever been right now.
Maybe more fun.
Like when I actually get in there and I set a goal for myself and I start doing it, I'm like, I realize there's just so much good stuff to do in this game. It's all here. Yeah. I don't know what else I need.
And this isn't crap talking on other games, but I've had this experience even recently where I fire up something older that I haven't played in a while. Like I wanted to just check back into Neverwinter, which I think is a pretty good free-to-play MMO.
Sure.
And I fired it up, got on my character, kind of got my wits about me and kind of figured out where I was at because it had been a while. And I'm running around going, oh, yeah, I could get into this again. This is great, and it's free, and I can just mess around. But about an hour into it, I go, well, I could be doing... more sort of fleshed out versions of this now in WoW. Why am I could be working on that shaman. Like I, in the end, I just feel like, well, if you're really not doing anything much better than than Blizzard's doing, then I don't know why I'm hanging out over here.
This is actually like the problem with all MMOs that come out at this point is they're competing for people, like they're trying to take people, these existing MMO players, and take them away from MMO that they've already put a whole bunch of time and effort into and force them to put that time and effort into something else. And it's like, that's a hard jump to make for anybody. Even if you're sick of the game, you've established yourself here in WoW. And suddenly you have to get reestablished, and that can be really rough. So this is why like games like Hearthstone are so fun for me, because it's like I don't have to start over as far as MMOs go here. This is a whole different kind of game. Like I will play the crap out of different types of games.
Sure. And that's how I look at it.
When it's another MMO, it's always like this, I'm just still getting pulled from behind. Like I go back to WoW, man. If you don't run your dailies,
you go, where's my friend? Where are my friends? Where have I spent the most investment? Where do I know there's a company that has consistently given me what I wanted? Like all those questions come up every time. And every time I just go, well, it's kind of happening over here with this game that Blizzard makes.
I do feel like Elder Scrolls will have the benefit of a lot of people who just like those games will play it. And maybe you just aren't MMO players, and they'll give it a twirl. But I don't know if those people are necessarily going to be converted to MMO players. Like right. it's a type of player who likes the MMOs, you know. Mm-hmm. And as much as like I could sink hundreds of hours into Skyrim, it doesn't mean that I'm going to sink hundreds of hours and not feel like there's an end game where the game like I beat it. That's I think a lot of people, that's their play style. Is like I play a game and then I beat it one day. Mm. You don't do that in MMO. You just keep on playing.
I feel like my life is mostly WoW and then a bunch of indie games on Steam.
Yeah.
That's kind of my speed.
Like those are just like, take a break.
Yeah, they're quick. You can play them.
Side scroll a little bit, shoot some stuff.
They're super unique. It's interesting, or something on the iPad or whatever. But when it comes to like this big, expansive sort of experience, I mean, I'll play some of Elder Scrolls and I'll probably enjoy it even. I quite like the beta.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know if it has that thing for me or not. Anyway, we'll see. And I'd love to hear people's opinions.
I'm definitely gonna test it out. I mean, I haven't played any of the beta. To me, again, it was like I don't know if I want to test it in beta. I'd rather just play the game when it hits.
Yeah,
because then I'm doing stuff twice in the game I may or may not stick with. So
the only time I've seen you play a beta for real is Hearthstone, and that was not quite the same as a normal beta anyway.
Playing the crap out of that beta, man.
Yeah, that beta and you were like this.
Still beta.
Let's talk about Hearthstone. This is interesting. There's a Chinese interview that yielded some pretty interesting stuff. Hearthpwn did the translation on this.
And yeah, some of the stuff was kind of weird. It like translated at first wrong, and then they had to go back and change things.
So. Yeah, this stuff's always a little bit tricky, so you have to be careful with it. But it seems that what we got out of this are a few things. They're working on new heroes like Varian instead of Garrosh for the warrior decks.
Yeah, so basically what this means is you could shell out a little cash and you don't have to be Garrosh. You could be Varian as a warrior.
Yeah, it's a pay-for deal, right?
And this at this point is not going to actually change anything about the game or the balance or anything like that. It's literally just, here's a different character's
You are buying avatar. To be a warrior who is on the Alliance side.
It's an avatar.
It's a good way of putting it. They could have just said it that way. In fact, I don't know why they didn't, because the cards aren't going to, like the minions, all that stuff's not going to change, right?
No.
Yeah.
I would like to see, and I've said this on The Angry Chicken, that I would like to see them make multiple characters or multiple heroes, like so you could be one of two different warriors, and each one would have its hero ability would be slightly different. So it would allow you to have a little bit of flexibility as far as like what kind of warrior you are.
Right.
What kind of hunter you are, what kind of priest. Like, you could be a shadow priest, you could be a holy priest, you could be a control warrior or an aggro warrior or, whatever. It would be interesting to me. But I know there'd be a lot of balance issues and it's just kind of a pipe dream right now, but I still want it to happen.
I think it'd be fine. I didn't put it in here, but they mentioned right now it is WoW, totally WoW focused, because we brought up on the show before, and I'm sure you guys talked about this before.
It's always going to be WoW. It'll be WoW based. They're never going to put anything else from anywhere else.
There's no Diablo in here. There's no StarCraft. It is straight up its own game. I still think that leaves them opportunities to do games and other, based on other stuff.
I don't know. I don't want to play another Hearthstone. I just want to play this one.
Yeah.
And have them in there. But whatever.
I kind of agree. If they do it the other way, I think that's less interesting than if they once in a while threw a card in here.
I honestly feel like they're just not going to do it the other way, period. Like, I just think this is it.
This is their game. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good way to put it. New board games
are
being
make another card game.
Right. You know? They're going to add new boards to the game. I don't know if those will be paid for or those just slip
those
in.
Those will be paid for, I believe.
Will they? Okay.
Which is pretty cool, I think, because I think this is the kind of stuff that can be paid for. It's fine to me. But, you know, if they had like like Ice Crown or something like that, like,
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
ICC. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Look, this is cosmetic, and I've been a big believer that the free to play model is best when cosmetic stuff is a focus of the money. I mean, I know you can buy cards in here, but I always like the cosmetic thing. So, getting the variant instead of Garrosh, getting these different boards, that's a fine way to spend your money. I think it's fine. Optional. You don't have to.
You don't want to. Exactly.
Let's see. The game will eventually feature achievements. Adventure modes will have new quests, new game stages. Additional 10 to 20 new cards. They say most of this stuff won't happen until well after the iPad or the PC launch is done and the iPad stuff is out.
Yeah, the focus right now is get the actual gameplay mechanics that currently exist to all work perfectly and as intended. Get rid of all existing bugs. Make sure everything is super stable. Get the iPad version out. And once that has all happened, then it's time to start looking at the content changes.
Start expanding. And they said they're already looking ahead and planning their first expansion will likely contain 100 to 200 new cards. Chu confirmed that the Death Knights and Monk classes are not being worked on.
Yeah, which is a little disappointing because I want them, but I understand that those are big like expansion level things that they could do. So if they put out just 100 to 200 new cards, that sounds to me like we'll have, you know, maybe like 5 to 10 class cards for each class and then a bunch of new neutral cards. And then, yeah, at some point we'll have a big Death Knight and Monk expansion, which will be really exciting when it comes.
That'll be great. So yep.
I understand that the process is not immediate and players who want it to all happen like right now, it's just not how it works.
So in the lore, do you think we get straight up Lich King like Arthas or do we get the current dude?
I think it makes sense to have Arthas be the hero because he's the most known Death Knight.
I agree. So, I agree. Yeah. It breaks lore a little, but it makes sense to me.
Well, I mean, like, you know, Thrall is the shaman. Like that.
Yeah,
that's true. When you think of Death Knights, who the hell do you think of?
That's true. I don't know how you get away with not doing it. It just is kind of an interesting idea to have. I forget his name, but the Bernie head guy that's in there now. What's his name? The guy that was hanging on the chains and was, I remember we used to joke about it. He was taking a crap on everybody in the, I can't remember the guy's name. The guy from the Wrathgate fight that then got dragged up here.
Bolvar?
Bolvar, is it?
Bolvar for Dragon.
Bulbous Flan Flitchin. Yeah, that's the guy.
I think that's what it is.
Observer.
Bolvar contact room. Help me out.
Yeah, help us out. 1 minute from now, they'll tell you.
Bolvar Butt Munchin.
Ovar Butt Munchin.
Yeah.
You got it. You nailed it. So the 2v2 mode and observer modes are not actively being worked on, but they did say observer mode, which we talked about a lot last week, is on the to-do list. So that's good.
Yeah, but I want it now, man.
You'd like it to be now.
That's the one thing where I'm like, come on, man, put it out now, man.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
But the observer mode is just so important to me personally. As someone who wants the tournament scene to grow, and there's already a pretty big tournament scene going on like right now, if you wanted to, guys, you could go play in a tournament like right now,
right this second.
Actually, it just started. It's 11, but there's another one that starts at 3, so you can go join that one.
Yeah, there's always a tournament going now.
There's just like tons of tournaments going on, and it's great, but right now the way it works to display and put these out, and as someone who just spent a bunch of time putting out a video where we had to have the players like Dropbox us their videos and both record them so we could get both sides, so we could put the hands in, then we had to edit the hands in, and then, you know, then I had to edit the whole damn thing together later.
That's,
and it's just
work,
a
man.
Big pain in the ass for something where if it had an observer mode, we could have recorded them ourselves at a perfectly high quality video of it with both hands and everything and stats and whatever, and then just popped our faces and our voices on top of that and went ahead and be done with it.
Would have been much simpler.
It would have been way simpler, yeah.
No question about it.
Please, you guys, make that a priority.
Yes, right on that. Get on that. World of Tweets.
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 Arcane Shot is the main culprit of Hunter Specs feeling identical. One of the things being looked at, asked someone on Twitter, Celeste Long came back and said, yep, it is.
Yeah, Woo! It is something that makes hunters feel a little too similar. The fact that this one spell is kind of like the backbone of every single rotation.
Yeah.
Use it a ton.
Remember when nobody used it for anything? Remember when it was just crap?
Oh, yeah. The Beastmaster is the one who uses it really the most, yeah. But it's just
I'm using it mostly to, well, I mean, it's my big damage. You count on that for all your damage while you're not hitting cooldowns.
Well, you're not using explosive shot.
Yeah.
This is the shot.
Yeah, this is the one
you're trying to regen focus, but yeah.
My life is always, I need to map my shaman stuff to my wheel now because I'm so used to the wheel.
Yeah, the wheel is amazing, right?
Oh, it's everything.
So I don't know how you're doing it now, but I basically have, it's either if I have alt held down,
yeah.
That means that I'm doing arcane shots. If I let go of alt, then I'm doing cobra shots.
Oh, that's interesting. I've been doing roll, scroll up for cobra, scroll down for arcane. Mm-hmm.
The reason I do it that way is because I basically am scrolling up and down. Like I'm spamming by just going up and down.
Oh, you're just kind of tweaking it.
Yeah.
Got
so
it.
I'm not actually like just always rolling up.
Fiddling with your button. Yeah. I see how it is.
Yeah.
Next up from
Diddlin.
Diddlin, your button,
little
right?
Diddle. Yeah.
The Death Knight ability Death Grip has been bugged on the two maps since release. Planning on fixing it this decade or what? Says passive aggressive Twitter follower. And the answer came back from Holinka, who says we will have a fix for it, but it requires a patch. So all you Death Knights been complaining about the Death Grip or people who have been complaining about Death Knights having that death grip bug in PvP. It's coming. They're fixing it.
It's coming.
Is it in PvP only or is that a PvE problem?
Yeah, two new maps it's the PvP maps.
But does it affect you in PvE?
I've never seen this bug actually happen. So because I haven't PvP'd on my Death Knight, like, period.
Yeah, you will though. I know you. Celestalon question again. It's the final one. Do you have plans to address Hunter's secondary stats value like Warrior's Haste? Celestalon said those are not even remotely in the same ballpark, which I would agree with, but yes, we want to raise their values. Picking out the hunter stuff because it makes me
He's talking about so for hunters, mastery is like the worst for every single hunter. I think this is what he's referring to. So like mastery is the worst for every hunter, even though it would seem that mastery should be really good for beastmasters because it raises their pet damage, but yeah. Pet damage is already about half or so of the total damage for Beastmasters. So you use mastery to bump up their damage by, 1.7% or something like that.
Yeah.
And basically what you're doing is giving yourself, instead of 1.7% more damage, you're giving yourself, half of that more damage.
Right.
So 0.7 or whatever, 0.8.
Whatever that is, yeah. It's math.
It's math. But yeah. So anyway...
Don't love math.
What this means is that no matter what, unless they buff the crap out of mastery, it's not ever going to be as good. And so it kind of takes away like the choices of what you want to do. Like this one's just always better. And I think the hunter thing there, or the warrior thing they're talking about is the haste, because the haste in warriors like is basically like doesn't matter. Mm. Because everything is like kind of cooldown based, like
right.
Global cooldown based.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that I think if they want it to work in the way where everything can buff whatever, there's also scaling issues with the pets, but
yeah.
They want everything to kind of like buff in a similar fashion where you can actually make choices, then that all needs to be addressed with scaling. But they're pairing like all of this is being pulled back to such a simpler plan with the warlords that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if all this really matters anymore.
It may not matter.
Like, don't even worry about it yet.
Yeah. I wait to see how that... I mean, the science of this is so fascinating to me, how a class can diverge and go different paths. Or, what seemed like a really smart idea on day one, four patches later, seems irrelevant or broken or bugged or whatever. That's just got to be a huge challenge. I find it fascinating because for them to course correct just has so many ramifications.
Yeah.
Do this for this one class. What does that do to everyone else?
If you come from like a game, like if you play like Dungeons and Dragons or any kind of turn-based RPG or something, like the first time you see haste, you're like, oh, that's important.
Yeah.
Like I need that.
Yeah.
Then I get to attack first.
Yeah.
But that's not how it works in WoW. So
no.
And hit, like all of this
hits
stuff
different.
Different.
I mean, everything's different. Like, hits going away, right? With Warlords, is it hit
and expertise?
Hit and expertise, no, right. You know how happy I am that hit is going away? I hate
hit. Yeah, the reasons, Ghostcrawler said it straight to our faces. He's like, it's not fun to just make sure you have the right amount of hit.
Yeah.
That's not
And it's not fun to not have it and just miss. Missing is not fun. I mean, I know what they were trying to do, and I think it makes sense in a pen and paper kind of world, but I feel like that thing is long overdue to get out of here.
Yeah, it's not fun to just be always just doing maintenance. Yeah. You know, like I got to make sure that I'm having the correct amount of hits. So I got to re-jam every time I get a new piece, or I got to go in and I got to actually, you know, change how I've got everything tweaked and set up. And that's just annoying. So
I like the visual in my head of Greg getting up in your face and saying, hey, saying it's just not fun.
It's just not fun, Dills.
Yeah. Because you guys can do that face to face. It's harder for me. He's a little shorter than I am. Real quick here, I failed to mention this earlier, but
he's the exception to the rule that tallness equals success.
I know, dude. He is definitely the opposite of that. So I meant to mention these guys earlier, and I didn't forget for the right and wrong reasons. But anyway, Doghouse Systems sponsored that part of the show, and I want you guys to know there's something majorly cool coming out of Doghouse very soon. I know I'm pulling a Johnson here a little bit. But I can't say just yet because I'm not allowed to. But when it happens, you'll know it and you're going to be, oh my gosh, I have to get a computer now because it's going to have this thing that Scott can't talk about. And I'm so stoked about it. And I really still believe this is the year of the PC. While my consoles languish with the lack of new titles, my PC won't stop giving me new things to play and do with it. Go check them out at DoghouseSystems.com. DoghouseSystems.com. Use Henry as your code. You'll get half or double the memory, not half the memory, double the memory. Using Henry at checkout. All right. That's it for that. Let's do this.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
It is the town crier, and that means your calls, your emails, the number to call and leave a message at is 206-202-3969, 206-202-3-WOW. Leave us a message. We'll play it on the show. Keep it short and interesting, and you're likely to get on here. You can also send your attachments or emails to theinstance@gmail.com. Let's talk about a quick call here about a segment idea.
Hey, Scott Dills, Terpster. I just wanted to call and let you know that not everybody hates the tangents you all end up on. And actually, I think you should create a new segment called Stick to the Subject, and you should use that lovely phone caller from last week as a bumper. Anyways, I love the show. Keep it up.
So he means this thing.
Stick to the subject. God damn it.
So if we could use that, but we would have to... I assume what he means is the segment would be something off...
It would be tangential.
Tangential, yeah. Right. Now, the problem is, I don't know if I like trapping... I like the free flow, so I like it when Dill suddenly just remembered, oh, yeah, by the way, I put a cue ball in my butt, and it really hurts or whatever.
I never forget that. I don't just remember that. That is always in the back of my brain.
Never forget. Also,
that thing that happened.
Too soon, yeah. Too soon. But I really want to hear that come in the natural order of things, and I don't want to take everything and trap it in a little box called Stick to the Subject.
But I'll say this. I think that it's a great drop when that does happen. That does happen and we start talking about, Bieber getting deported or any of that stuff, then you pop that in there. It's kind of like the Hunter talk. You know, it's like, oh, we actually just started talking about Hunters.
Yeah. I should find that clip. I don't know where that is. I lost it. But I won't forget this one. Stick to the subject.
Stick to the subject. God damn it.
We're going
to
use that. We're going to use that when we go off the reservation. All right. We got a couple emails. This one from Bristol, Tennessee. Not confused with Bristol, England, where Terpster just got married.
Or Bristol Palin.
Or Bristol Palin.
Stick to the subject. God damn it.
It goes like this, Adam says, Scott, just listened to a lot of Frog Pants stuff and noticed that you recently created a subreddit for Current Geek. Actually, we had a listener do that, but I thought you might have done the same for The Instance, so I wandered around and looked for reddit.com/r/TheInstance to see if it existed and found out that it did not.
What?
I know.
Come on, Scott.
I know. I should have been on this. Fear, I like Reddit. I just suck at sort of, I can read Reddit. I'm good at that. I'm real bad at doing
things. Well, I know there was like a TNT Reddit and stuff like that.
Yeah, there was. And the Current Geek one, I think he maybe even been that guy coming over and doing that for us. So he went ahead and created it. It's now, I guess it'd be theinstance.reddit.com is how they do that for short. Or it's /r/.
Reddit.com/r/.
I think you can get both ways, right? Instance.
Is it the instance or instance?
Reddit.com.
I think it's probably the instance.
Yeah, they make it so it goes there. So if they do that with all the subreddits. So if you put that ahead, I don't know why they have it resolved to a different URL. It's always bugged me, but whatever. You can go to theinstance.reddit.com. It'll take you straight to what is now listed as Parked for Scott Johnson. And
that's the only thing in there.
And if you guys are Redditors,
I'll upvote that though. There you go.
A bunch of Redditors, so will I. Start filling that thing out and using it and put articles you want us to cover on the show, and we'll check it every week for stuff you guys have going on. All right? All right.
Yeah. Why not?
Thanks a lot, Adam.
And I spend most of my Reddit time on the WoW subreddit, the Hearthstone subreddit, the Billiard subreddit. I mean, there's I spend quite a bit of time on Reddit.
Yeah. No, Reddit's
but it's
great.
All, what I like is that it's all very like specific. I can go look up something very specific. And
I have a recommendation that I got from Patrick, who used to do a segment on this show before he got hired at Blizzard and now can't talk to us.
Patrick's on Team Dills, by the way.
Is he? No way. That's awesome. Yep. He should be. Patrick recommended an app that now I don't see. Oh, crap. It didn't keep my history in Twitter. Blue.
The app of the week?
Something blue. Yeah, it's a shite. Blue Whale.
Blue Whale?
Blue. Ah. It's an app for Reddit viewing on your
Alien
iPad.
Alien Blue.
Alien Blue, that's it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's better than Reddit.com.
Sure.
Way better. So use that. It's good. I think it's also on Android. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, I believe it's on iPhone. At least it's free, but you can buy like a premium version of it.
Yeah. And they have a huge WoW subreddit that I do refer to here and there, but I would love it if we had a little a homegrown one going. So please use that, guys, and thanks, Adam, for pointing that out. He actually owns the rights to it. So if we find somebody who wants to actually run and admin it, if it's not Adam, then maybe he wants to. If he does, he can just hang on to it. But if somebody else wants to, we'll give you the keys to the car and everything. So we'll talk more about it. Email us if you're interested, theinstance@gmail.com. Final email, Steve from London. So we're getting closer to Terpster and the great...
I wonder if he's there right now.
Marriage.
They all know each other, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's like, I won't say what I was going to say. Just listening to last week's episode regarding a Hearthstone spectator mode. How will Blizzard combat cheating? What's to stop a guy getting his buddy to watch the game and then message him the opponent's cards? Even adding to in a delay won't combat it completely, as the cheater will still get a sense of his opponent's hand. Too much of a delay will stop the spectator aspect of it. Keep up the awesome show. And what's the latest on Macaulay Culkin? Steve from London. Well, let's answer the second question. That kid looks like a heroin user right now. And I worry about
it.
Out.
Don't worry about
it. He's doing a band or something?
Yeah, he's still doing the band. Okay. They do Velvet Underground covers, but about pizza.
Okay.
Pizza Underground.
This has been another segment.
That's still going on.
God damn it.
There you go. That's what that was.
But Kit Culkin is, he just recently had a stroke. So
he
everybody
did.
Needs to, yeah.
Is that the dad?
That's his dad. Kit.
Kit Culkin.
Kit Culkin.
What if he has all of that? Slave my kids out to movies in Hollywood in the 80s money left. All his Home Alone cash.
Because Macaulay had to like divorce his parents or whatever, right?
That's so, right. He got whatever you call it, a parental, there's a name for it, but yes, that weird thing.
He got emancipated.
Right? That's the word. It's so weird to say that.
But Kit Culkin, had a stroke. Not to be confused with Cat Culkin, who's doing just fine.
Or Kit Carson, who's not actually
a real
person.
Or Kit Kat Culkin.
Who's Kit Kat Culkin. Snickers Culson, Culkin, Culkin, whatever. Yeah. All right, so what the hell are we talking about? I don't remember. Oh,
spectator mode.
Spectator mode, yeah. There's questions about that, but what's the difference between that and somebody trying to cheat in a Dota 2 match or a StarCraft 2 match? The same
thing.
Well,
yeah, so basically the way I would expect it to work is that if you're in spectator mode, there would be like an inherent delay of several minutes. I don't think that... I think you have to... You have to be like invited to spectate live, right?
Yes. But like, moreover, like forget about that even. Like, yes, the point is that let's say you and Garrett could sit down to a match where you're shoutcasting it and you've got two players involved. The only people that see this match are you and them potentially. This is one scenario. They may be able to do a live stream to everybody else, but let's forget about that for a second. If you're just trying to capture a straight up match where nobody could cheat, they can't see each other. You can see both of them because you have these tools to see them. And then the match is over. You've capped it all on film. You put the thing up on YouTube, and now everyone can see it.
And then in StarCraft, like basically they save like replays. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that this is exactly how it would work in Hearthstone, is that if I'm observing, if I've been invited as a spectator, that means I'm like casting it live. But if we're doing a tournament or something where we're going to do VODs, we'd probably also have them save replays or something like that, mm-hmm. and then send those to us. It depends on how you're doing it, and I'm pretty sure that, yeah, you'd have to invite people to spectate. It's not going to be like, let me just pop on and see what's going on. I'll just watch any game I want. Like, that's just not, that's not how it works, like, in Dota either. I think they have to make those public games.
Yeah, you're right.
To allow people to watch them.
There are other tools to kind of control that. Now, could you set things up so that somebody could cheat if they wanted to? Sure, but you can do that now with all these other spectator enabled.
Well, I mean,
games.
Right now people watch someone streaming and they snipe their stream and ghost them and all that stuff. But this is not necessarily going to make that somehow easier and like possible for everybody. I just, that's not to me how it would ever work. I don't see that as ever being an issue.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's going to be like an invite thing. It's not going to be like, oh, I'm playing Dills. Okay, let me go in here and enter spectator mode and look up Dills. And here's the game I'm playing right now. And I can see his hand.
Like, yeah, that's not going to be it. How it's gonna work. Guaranteed they don't do that. Okay, well, how about this?
The drop of the week.
As we wind things down today, our friends at typefrag.com would like you to know that you can get a great Ventrilo server or a Mumble server if you want. That's fine too. Or even a TeamSpeak server. That still exists. Those three things are available and available now at typefrag.com. We're about to have a big officer meeting tonight, and we'll be using a big vent server for that. I raid on a Mumble server with our Flex Raid team. All this stuff works seamlessly and well, and it's because Typefrag knows what they're doing. Go check them out at typefrag.com. All right, the drop of the week this week, Ben Foster talks a tiny bit about his Warcraft movie. He's one of the leads in the movie, if not the lead, as far as I'm concerned. In terms of actor names, he's the biggest. He's
the biggest actor name, but yeah.
I don't know if you've been following director Duncan Jones's tweets, but he's often exhausted and speaking very highly of the process so far. They are up there filming now in Vancouver, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And he says,
I start filming Monday. This was on January 28th. So
something, whatever.
That means he starts filming in 2 days.
Yeah. Well, no, wait. He said he started filming Monday. I think
he says, I start filming Monday.
Oh, his scenes are starting this Monday.
Yeah,
you're right.
So they've started. He hasn't started yet.
Got it. He says it's got a lot of moving parts, but I think Duncan is doing a hell of a job. Says
Zoe
Ben
Bowie,
Fosner. Yeah.
Doing it big.
That's right. You're going to make a great movie, son. it's going to be interesting, and there's not much else leaking out about this thing, but occasionally the actors will say stuff. And one of the other guys, and I can't remember his name, but I've been following his Twitter account. Blizzard went on essentially record on Twitter to say, this dude knows more about our game than we do. Like, apparently he's a complete pro about all the lore, about everything that's going on in this world, including pre-WoW stuff. Yeah, so that's great to have actors who are also good actors who really know the material, and they all seem like they're having a really good time. So I can't imagine if this goodwill persists in a way that does on sets like, you know, Lord of the Rings is always famous for having a really great vibe and everybody working really hard but also having a great time and everyone really respecting Peter Jackson and all these great relationships sprung out of those making those movies and stuff. If that's what's happening here, that bodes well for us, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's, to me, it's like all the best stuff. I mean, look at that, like Breaking Bad. Like, they talk about how close-knit they were as a team and all that. Yep. Obviously, a show that lasts for years. It's, I mean, even more, but
yep.
This is an important part of a movie is the chemistry of the cast and crew. So
sure, and it seems
sounds like it's good.
It seems like Duncan Jones would be a hard guy to have problems with. To me.
Well, I hate him, but
he's such a bastard.
No, he's, I think it sounds like everything I hear that he is doing a fantastic job, and I'm so excited for this movie to come out.
Me too, dude.
What if it came out like when Nerdtacular was happening?
It would be amazing, and we'd have to circle things around it, make it work.
Oh my god.
Are you kidding? It'd be amazing.
That would be insane.
2016. What's the release date? I forgot what they said. They have a plan. It's like March. But to bump the date up.
Oh, man.
We'll think about it.
That would be insane.
We'll think about it. That's it. We're done. I want to thank GameTimeZone.com for letting us use the code Warcraft for 5% off your Game Time Zone at your game time at GameTimeZone.com.
I hate how much I had to spend on this Game Time Zone.
It's weird.
I got 5% off, though.
I hope everybody's having a great week. I know I am. Good time. And thanks, everybody, for listening, those live and those at home. Dill's the big TAC things next week. We talked about that. What's the best way for people to kind of track all that and know where to go?
Well, definitely follow me on Twitter, but you can also follow the Angry Chicken on Twitter, which is at TAC Podcast. And the stream of the tournament will be on Saturday at 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. PST. So that is Saturday, the 8th of February. Mm. It's going to be really awesome. The players we had AP Drop, Savages, Koyuki, and Kistifer. And all of these guys reach legend rank in every single season so far. And Savages was even number one in NA and number two in EU in the same season. So that is insane.
That seems great.
And if you thought like the BlizzCon players, like those guys were was for show. Like, let's get the famous guys. Like, we got the good players. These are like the super solid players. Not to say that the BlizzCon players were not good, but like these are the guys who are just. They're all about playing the game. They're, you know, and there's some insane stuff that happens, and you guys are gonna enjoy it. So
okay,
check that out for sure, and we'll talk about it on Monday as well on TAC, and then vote for TAC Podcast on the Blizz Stream Awards.
Oh yeah, do that please, because
tiny. tinyurl.com/vote for TAC.
Nice.
There you go.
They're very nice. Way to go, everybody. And good job, Garrett. Johnny on the spot over there. That's it. We're done. Thank you, everybody, for helping us out. Matthew Oxley does our music. He's working on our WAD score. That's coming up soon, so watch for that. Can't wait. Just talked to him yesterday about it. And he's got some really cool ideas. Going to be very, very Warlord-centric. Let's just put it that way. Leave us a review on iTunes. We love that. Other podcast directories, wherever you find us, say nice things about us because we love that. Intern Paul Swickard does our show notes, keeps track of the website and all that kind of stuff. Do give him some love by visiting the web at or the website at theinstance.net. On Twitter, we're at Instance Show for the show. Me at Scott Johnson, Dills at Willie Dills, and of course Terpster at _T, who is currently celebrating his fine marriage.
Rip in peace, Terpster.
That's right. Facebook.com/TheInstance. More great shows just like this at frogpants.com. It's going to do it for us, for me, for Dills, and for Terpster. Oh, and get our mug at frogpants.com/store because we have an Instance mug there. It's not chipped like Dills got chipped.
Oh, man. So sad.
Or sent back like it did the first time. That'll do it. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Mishap makes for massive Moonblade mess. It's the overly dramatic news. I'm Hunts the Wind. The Lunar Festival is the biggest event of the year for the Druids of Moonglade, with thousands of tourists pouring in to party and pay their respects to the two-headed beast Omen. But the entire zone ground to a halt when gnomish frostmage Glasto Sleetsprocket tried to use his latest invention, the Chill Blaster 3000. It was supposed to take his blizzard spell and focus it into a koozie for his bottle of wheatberry ale. But Glasto installed the power mechanism upside down, so instead of focusing the spell, it magnified it 1,000-fold, instantly covering all of Moonglade in 2 inches of ice and freezing everyone solidly to the ground. For the past 2 days, Moonglade has been totally gridlocked. Relief efforts are underway. A shipment of core hounds to help melt the ice should be arriving later today. The Weather Channel is calling the disaster Winter Storm Garrosh and went as far as to preempt one of their reality shows to provide extended coverage. As for Sleetsprocket, we must sadly report that he found himself trapped within the reach of 2 orc revelers taking a break from the Siege of Orgrimmar. So here's to you, Glasto Sleetsprocket. You were a talented mage, a not-so-talented engineer, and according to the orcs, a tasty frozen meal. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Reputation Boost, helping you gain that all-important reputation in the world of Warcraft. This week, we head to Northrend to explore the group of ice giants known as the Sons of Hodir. This group of giants make their home in a place called Dun Nephilim, and it's here that you'll be picking up and turning in lots of quests with them. To start your journey, head to K3 in the Storm Peaks and pick up the quest They Took Our Men, which will start a long quest chain that will end up with you being somewhere into honored standing. From here, you have an assortment of dailies to run, including my personal favorite, Thrusting Hodir's Spear, where you fight to the death with a wild worm. To reach Exalted, you can also turn in the relics of Hodir that drop from enemies in this zone, as well as the instances in this zone. You can also sometimes find these on the auction house. You can also turn in Everfrost chips that spawn around the zone. Reaching Revered will allow you to purchase the Reins of the Ice Mammoth, and in reaching Exalted will allow you to purchase the Grand Ice Mammoth, the Three-Seater. We'll be back next week with another tip. Remember to follow us at repboost.blogspot.com. If you'd like to suggest a faction for us to highlight, leave us a comment. Until then, this is Frosty, and may the light be with you.
Epic diapers.
I recently leveled up my engineering to 600 and farmed for about 30 minutes until that darn sky golem pattern dropped, along with the recipe needed to create a crucial material for this mount, Jard's peculiar energy source. But this can only be crafted once a day. So I've been logging into WoW on most days to make one of these along with a living steel. But I can't actually log in every single day. Some days I just can't get to my gaming rig, but I always have my iPhone with me. For the love of Zeus, Blizzard, will you please make an app to craft items? And while you're at it, it'd be great if you let us do almost anything not related to actually fighting in WoW, be it pet battles, crafting, or the barbershop. Just freaking at it! This mount takes 30 days to make at minimum, but at this rate, it'll take about 60 or more for me, just because I'm apparently not committed enough to this game to jump through every hoop every day like a good little citizen of Azeroth! Okay, I'm not really that upset, guys. I hope I just didn't troll you. You can troll me on Twitter at Epic Diapers and try to hack my blog at epicdiapers.com. And for you sports fans out there, Willie Dills and I will be heading up to AT&T Park in San Francisco on Friday to interview many of the San Francisco Giants players, including Buster Posey, Tim Lincecum, Sergio Romo, and many others. Follow us at TortureCast or visit TortureCast.com, where we will be posting the videos of our interviews and ramping up for another exciting season of Giants baseball.
Go ahead, make my Buxley. Welcome to Buxley's Journal.
When you yell at people in battlegrounds, people ignore you. When people ignore you, you repeatedly try and prove everyone wrong. When you repeatedly try and prove everyone wrong, you have high repair bills. When you have high repair bills, you run out of money. When you run out of money, your armor is unrepairable. When your armor is unrepairable, you want to get better gear. When you want to get better gear, you enter a raid wearing the last thing you have. When you enter a raid with the last thing you have, everyone else leaves the raid. When everyone else leaves the raid, you're left to solo Garrosh wearing only your Lederhosen. Don't be left to solo Garrosh wearing only your Lederhosen. Be nice to people in battlegrounds. You'll be glad you did.
If you'd like to see what I'm up to, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter.
Greetings, and welcome to Slashgrass. I'm your host, EthinkG4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft. This week's achievement is Quarrelsome Quilin Quintet. The goal here is to collect all of the Jade Quilin located throughout the Mugashan Palace on heroic difficulty. So to find these five little jade lions, we're going to have to look a little closer when we run through this dungeon, and we have to clear some extra trash. Now, there have been reports that you could go back after the instance is done if nobody wants to help you, and the trash will disappear, so you don't have to worry about it. So keep that in mind. Also, you may want to make a macro that says slash target jade to help you find each little statue, and remember, a hunter can also track these little guys, so if you have a hunter with you, he'll help you find them even better. You can head over to slashgrats.com where I'll post some links and some screenshots describing where each one of these little lions are. You really just need to look around. They're up in corners, some of them behind the little vault in that room that spins down there where everybody usually jumps over the railing. So take a look around. Get all five of these little jade statues and you will get the achievement, see if I can say it, Quarrelsome Quintet.
and 10 points. Catch up on old shows at slashgrats.com or find us on Stitcher or iTunes. You can contact me on Twitter. I'm efinkg4. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Malgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, if you're so wise about everyone in Azeroth, wouldn't it be more appropriate to show gnomes some love? I am so sad. I am disappointed that my motives have been so misconstrued. I hope everyone knows that I love and respect all beings in Azeroth, especially the little short ones that sneak right up behind you in a battleground and chop off your legs at the knees. I would like to make it clear that I respect all gnomes, and I agree that they should have the right to roam free in the forest with all the other little creatures. As a matter of fact, any gnome should feel free to come to my home in Orgrimmar to let me show my respect. Bring a friend. I also love dwarves. Beer basted and smothered in barbecue sauce is my favorite way to enjoy them. I am Miss Margaret, and that is my advice. Kakamagosh. Follow at Miss Margaret on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.